It's been 20 years since Maxwell first entered the spotlight. His debut album, Urban Hang Suite, was a critical and commercial hit. It helped kick off a new movement in R&B music called neo-soul, and it made Maxwell into a sex symbol. Now he's 43, and a new album, like The Cicadas Emerging or Halley's Comet Passing By, is a rare but spectacular phenomenon. His last album came after an 8-year hiatus, and he kept fans waiting another 7 years for this one. It's called Black Summer's Night, with Summers capitalized. It's the second album in a trilogy. And it has been so long in the making that I was shocked when Maxwell told me a couple of the vocal tracks were recorded off the cuff in one take over music from his collaborator Stuart Matthewman. Like this song called Listen Here.
Listen here, baby. Listen close, yeah. Cause nothing here's gone. The thing is still strong.
This was one take?
Yeah, I honestly had never heard any of it. And so I was like, just put something up, you know? And he did, and then it was just like, and I think we were like done in like 10 minutes, not even, maybe 5 minutes.
Wait, so had you written the lyric, or were you just...
I never wrote anything before I got there. I didn't even know what it was going to be or what was going to be said. Or
hold on, are you saying that what we are hearing is you... hearing the instrumental track for the first time,
yeah.
Making up words on the fly, composing a melody as you're singing it, and that was one take and that's what we're hearing?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
There's a hole inside. There's something in me that tries to destroy it, tries to deny the destiny.
And that's the one of the two songs that we did like that.
Wait. So if that's how you work, why does an album take 7 years? That's like 10 minutes per track. Done.
Well, I mean, because you got to live something to kind of be able to have something like that happen. I do like living a normal life. I think celebrity is stupid. It's stressful. I hate the idea that I can't be how I want to be. So there are moments in Listen Here where it's like just straight up honesty, you know? And you wouldn't get that if you have the media police on your back, because everyone's trying to be so perfect that sometimes the vulnerability aspect of who they truly are is what the media has to kick out of them. And so I get to sort of like, you know, cut to the chase and just put that on the song.
So you said this is one of two songs that you recorded, one take on the fly, not having written the lyrics, no preparation. What's the other one?
The other one is Lost.
I wanna love you, baby.
I mean, I didn't know what I was gonna do. It just happened. And it's funny because it ties into Pretty Wings pretty well.
Pretty Wings is the big hit from your earlier album, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the woman growing up. I'm not going to blow her up because we're actually really good friends and I love the husband. And I'm so happy for her because she's got like a stable person that can like be cool and is not living this crazy life where he has to be kind of screwed up to make good music. But, you know, it's kind of like, it is like a continuation of it.
When I see you from a distance, when I see how you ignore me with persistence, and I know you're happy and your children are growing. And your husband is loving you.
And yet, as you're singing, I know you're happy your children are growing up and your husband is loving you. You're also kind of asking her not to leave you.
It's weird, you know? But not in the way where I want to break somebody up. It's just so that you know that I never really did not love you. It's just I never felt like good enough for you.
Did you have any idea that's what this song was going to be about when you started to open your mouth at the beginning of the track?
No.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Has she heard the track?
I don't know. You know, I'm very respectful of relationships. So I just disappear. But, you know, you bump into each other, you're cordial, and you're grateful that they're happy. And then you cross your fingers and you hope that you're not going to be so screwed up anymore that you can actually create the same thing down the road.
And look, even if you are screwed up, at least you get an amazing song out of it.
Right? Right, yeah. I get to bleed as they drink. So
well, Maxwell, it's good to have you back, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much for calling me, bro. And I'm not, it will not, I won't be 50 years old when the third installment comes out.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? I deserve that.
Maxwell's new album is Black Summer's Night.